Well, we're doing the fourth installment of our history. You know, I've always been fascinated by Texas history, and one of the groups that I've always been infatuated with is the Texas Rangers. We have the great opportunity of having this group of men who are compared to the FBI, to the Scotland Yard, and to a number of outlying law enforcement groups. And they're really quite amazing. They were started in 1823 by Stephen F. Austin to protect the people coming into Texas, and they still continue to do that today. They were a ragtag group of men at that point, but now look at them. They're amazing. But we're doing the Riders of the Plains is the name.
Riders of the Plains, okay.
And there are a lot of things that a lot of people maybe they don't know about the Texas Rangers. One is that when Travis sent his letter of please help us a group of young Texas Rangers joined them. And regrettably they got there the day before the big massacre. So we lost them. And then, of course, they had the wonderful involvement and with the Indians that turned out. It was a little bit rough at first, but then it became a lot better, and there was a lot of work done together. And then the last one that we're hitting on is one that's called One Riot, One Ranger. And this is one of my favorites because it's a story about a boom town that wanted a big boxing championship. And, of course, the citizens of the town weren't quite excited over that because they knew it was going to be really raucous. So the ranger shows up, and one of the men said, well, where is everyone? And he said, well, you've got me. He said, one ranger, one riot. You don't need any more than that. So I love that saying that they have now, the one riot, one ranger. And that's kind of the way they are. They're a very strong group, and this is kind of our celebration of them. And we're adding some to it because not only is there the love affair with the state of Texas and with the myth and the legends and all of the wonderful things we do know about the Texas Rangers, that they have families and they have loved ones. And so we're touching on that for Valentine's Day as well. So we're kind of doing a history lesson and a little Valentine get together with falling in love as well, with some pretty pot de deux in it. And so the kids have been dancing like crazy, and they just look wonderful. It'll be at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow evening at 7:30. So it's early enough so you can have a late dinner if you want to, or late enough to have an early dinner.
For Valentine's Day.
And then it's at 3:00 on Saturday afternoon, so that it's early enough that you can also go, you can come and celebrate the Texas Rangers with us, and then you can go and celebrate with the family support services that evening.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
What a great day, what a great day that would be to celebrate Texas and celebrate such a great group as the Family Support Services. So I hope everyone will come. PanhandleTickets.com, 378-3096. Again, it's at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts. Tomorrow evening, Friday, Valentine's evening at 7:30, and then on Saturday afternoon at 3:00.
You know, I got to ask you this because I watch a lot of classic TV and Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, I know. That might be one of the reasons why I've always been in love with the Texas Rangers.
But he does a lot of karate and judo and stuff like that. Yes. A lot of moves.
Always.
Knocking people out. So.
Amazing. I one time had a wonderful opportunity of meeting him. And he's.
Oh, really?
Just one of the nicest people ever that you would know, and so full of life and fun. And I always thought, that's the way you want your heroes to be, And of course, it's like the song, my heroes have always been cowboys.
There you go.
So, yeah. The fun thing about this show is that you can actually come in your boots and your jeans. And
cool.
I might ask you to take your hat off.
Yeah, so
you're
people
indoor
behind you can.
And people behind you can see. But it is, come in your jeans and come to celebrate Texas and be a part of us.
All right. Tell us again, how do we get our tickets?
Tickets. Lone Star Ballet tickets for Riders of the Plains or PanhandleTickets.com. 378-3096 is their phone number. There are group rates as well, if anyone is interested in that. Also, it's at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow evening, February the 14th at 7:30, and then Saturday afternoon the 15th at 3:00.